You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
So after Dennis the double game week menace, let's get our gnashers into this never-ending game week just gone, where Kurt's cat madness has overshadowed matters on the pitch. The new Coventry wheelie bin cat lady plays for West Ham. Is he in your team or are you going to drop him? Let's discuss these things and more on Game Week with me, Matt Dyson, and him over there, Dan Pryor. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, you know, a little bit sore back, but, you know, can't complain.
Disgusted by the cat antics.
I feel like I'm on talk radio. Yes. Here at Game Week.
Give us a hot take, Dan. Give us your hot take.
It's one of those videos you'd rather have not watched if you've seen it. You're kind of like, oh, I kind of regret watching it now. It's a little bit sort of insane behaviour, isn't it, really? And obviously...
It really is, yeah.
We do not endorse harming of any harmless animals.
We do not,
on this podcast.
No. Yeah.
So is he your captain this week?
No. I did have an eye out for him earlier in the season as well, didn't I? Seems like a lot of people on my watch list I can't play anymore for matters off the pitch, Dan, which we won't delve into. But it's just a weird season, isn't it? Really,
yeah.
Very strange time. I mean, this game week just gone, the longest double. But is it the longest double on record? Because it just went on forever.
I mean, it's
the longest final fixture.
The longest, most pointless one, that's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, oh, well, it was where everyone fell into that Watford trap, didn't they, really, I think. Well, it started on the 21st of January, didn't finish till the 5th of February. That is a mammoth game week by anyone's standards. And I captained Dennis, which was great.
We chatted about that. He did you very badly.
Yeah, he got minus
two.
Yeah,
the last episode.
You captained King, though, Dan. So in this second game, he didn't really do much either, did he?
He got booked. So
he got booked.
I mean, you always think, you know what? It's guaranteed at least 8 points in a double game week. Any player, 8 points is like the least you should expect. And he's rolled up with six. I concede that's better than minus one or minus two, whatever you've got for Dennis. But very disappointing. Exactly. I kind of forgot that game week was still going on, to be honest. It surprised me when it turned out to be underway. That match the other night.
It's a strange one. It's very, very strange goings on. I mean, the kings of the game week from that mammoth game week, you've got some strange names. And there's just loads of Burnley defenders. Four Burnley defenders. That tells you how entertaining the game week's been if it's got four Burnley defenders in and the goalkeeper. Pope got 19. I wish I had a bit more faith in Burnley, but they've got some really tough games coming up. I think that probably put me off.
Yeah,
United sort of Liverpool next.
Relegation zone, and they haven't got Chris Wood anymore. They've got that new boy, haven't they?
Chris Wood. Yeah. Yes, they have. They've still got the Cornetto man, but who else have they signed?
Well, he was away for the AFCON, but no, they signed Weghorst. Without Weghorst, of course.
Do you know anything about him?
I know that he's meant to basically be Wood, like he not as in he gets splinters if you touch him, but You need Mr. Shane to keep him clean. But more that he is a big, tall, strong, knock it on his head type fella, supposedly. Yeah.
Your classic Burnley striker. Nice. Yeah. No nonsense. As opposed to Joshua Sargent, who he scored a lovely goal, didn't he, for Norwich? Really nice little flick. But, I mean, he's the first thing he's done. He's a very, very odd-looking chap, isn't he, Josh Sargent?
Do you know what? I don't really know, but it's an interesting kernel of knowledge you've given me there.
Well, it was a lovely... Did you see his lovely flick that he scored? When it's just the first points of the season, his goals against Watford, one of them was amazing. But yeah, very massive ginger afro and doesn't look American, but is American. So I mean, I'm finding him fascinating, but I'm not sure I'm going to put him in my team just yet. But, you know, it's nice to see him clocking up some points prior.
I'm imagining some sort of Conan and O'Brien type from your description.
Yeah, similar, I suppose, in a way. Yeah, actually, yeah, in a way, quite similar. Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Anything else from the last game week that went on forever, or should we just move on?
Well, I mean, we pretty much, if someone hasn't listened to the last episode, we pretty much went through the entire thing, bar this one last match. But the other stuff that's happened, I guess the transfer window closed. That's quite big news, you know, especially stuff like Everton getting Dele Alli and Van der Beek in.
The bake-off is back at Goodison. Yeah. I mean, Dele Alli's outfit was... I don't know what's going on there. I think that sort of sums up what's happened to him, what's gone wrong with him as a player, outfit on the pitch for the unveiling. I mean, it looked absolutely ridiculous.
He looked sensible. It's cold.
Expensive, horrible jeans. Horrible, expensive jeans. I mean, grim.
Oh, truly boo-hoo, grim. Man. It's all fine when it comes to...
He doesn't get it from there, surely. He doesn't shop there. You're obsessed with boo-hoo, man.
He's the boo-hoo man ambassador.
Is he one of them? I thought it was Madison. I thought Madison was there, man.
Well, maybe they got both of them in.
The Madison probably get dropped after his FA Cup shenanigans, eh? Unbelievable, eh? What a result, Pryor. What a result.
Oh, is this how we shoehorn this in?
Premier League teams. Forest are knocking aside Premier League teams left, right and centre.
Yeah.
You know, Brennan Johnson should be getting a boo-hoo man contract. He will be soon. Whether he's with Forest or not is debatable, but yeah.
Maybe he can get like Mr. Byright or something.
And Lampard had a good start to his reign. He seems to have had that initial bounce in the FA Cup, their win over Brentford. But is it going to last much longer? You never know with him, do you?
Well, it's a big game, isn't it? Newcastle away.
Huge game. And see, because I'm keeping Damari Gray, because Everton have still got a bit of greenery ahead, and obviously the Newcastle game is fairly... Newcastle went all out for Dan Byrne, didn't they? Which was they got so excited about the big Brighton defender, although, you know, I've had him in the past and he was all right. I don't even think he was a regular in the Brighton first team.
He was actually in my... because I play my wild card, of course. He's as soon as this other game week started, so I've had it live for a fortnight. And he was actually in my team beforehand.
Was he?
He was one of the ones before the move, and he was one of the ones that seemed interesting.
So, another post move, you're not keeping him. You're not keeping him.
No, because I've been messed about with this upcoming sort of double that's on the cards. Just quickly, they've also signed that Bruno guy, who's definitely worth keeping an eye on. This Brazilian, it's only 5 mil, it's a centre mid. Yes. It's going to be quite tricky. So, I know St. Maxim's. Value went up yesterday.
Guimarães, is it? Guimarães, I think he's pronounced. Yeah, he's worth sticking on your watch list, isn't he?
And Wilson out apparently till pretty much the end of the season now. Two games before the end, I reckon. But there's a double, not this week, next week is Man U double. Man U and Brighton.
Yeah.
But then after that, game week 26, there's a whole bunch of doubles, which was why I probably really won't stick with a Newcastle lad there, because I could get, like you say, one of these Burnley defenders or a Palace or Wolves. Wolves, I think, are the team that you'd probably think about getting a defender for, because there's Double game week fixtures: Burnley, Spurs, Watford, Palace, Liverpool, Leeds, Arsenal, Wolves. I'd rather not probably get too into that because obviously we're only here for a little while and we're only on this week.
Yeah.
These are things that are keeping my mind.
It's a good heads up, Dan. Yeah. It's a good heads up, especially as you've just used your wild card. You will have been building ahead to those. So I suppose is it a double for Liverpool in that?
It is. Oh yeah, because if we're talking about game week 26, so not the next one, not the next one, the one after that. So it's a while off.
That's the exciting one, isn't it?
Well,
it's exciting,
Dyson, because everyone is going to triple captain Mo Salah because it's Liverpool home to Norwich, Liverpool home to Leeds.
Exactly. So it's threes up on Liverpool players.
Yeah, but get triple captain Salah. That's where that's going
to happen. And obviously you'll go back with triple captain obvious, aren't you? You're going to go back. Well, you've already got him back in. Presumably, not yet.
No. They're saying he might play, actually, aren't they? He might play. Mane definitely won't against Burnley on Sunday. But is it on Sunday? No, sorry. Against Leicester on Thursday.
Yeah. On Thursday, yeah.
Salah's available. Probably won't start. Mane, not available, not playing. But they've said Salah will play. He should feature. But I'm not going to get him in that week. I think what I'm probably going to do is maybe get Fernandes if I can decide that he's definitely fit. Because they've got Burnley, then they've got Southampton, then they've got Brighton. Yeah. Now, I'm not in love with picking a United player because I watched some of that Borough game and they were diabolical. But you can't argue with the double game week, the rare double game week.
He seems to be the best player in that Man United team when I've seen them recently. He seems to be standing out.
Yeah,
as being the one to get,
and of course they rested Ronaldo in the last double. So
yes, and Ronaldo seems to be in and out of the team. He missed a penalty in the cup the other day as well, didn't he? I was just looking at that squad. I think maybe I'm wondering if Shaw is still a good bet. I saw him getting forward a bit. He's always decent for an assist, isn't he?
Well, Darlow's the one that some people's darling. He's played the last three.
Dalot. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't call him Dalot, to be honest, but that's a shame.
He's been in over Wan-Bissaka for a while. He's one that I know a lot of people have been buying.
Cheaper option.
Lingard, although he's still a bit pricey. Now that one of the other players that we're probably not going to mention is not.
Yeah, we're not going to linger on. We'll linger on Lingard instead. That's a very good point. That's a big window for him, isn't it? A much nicer guy, all around better player. I hope it really works out for him, actually, Jesse Lingard. Are you hoping for
a free transfer for us to promote it next season? Jettison him in on a free.
I imagine that. I'd love to get Jay Lings in, but let's not get ahead of ourselves prior. We're only good in the cup when we raise our game against Premier League opposition. Let's not get carried away. There's a long way to go for Nottingham Forest.
Could be a repeat of 91 final.
It's lucky for Spurs when the year ends in one prior.
Right, it was before
I'm
oil
sort
money.
Of lumbered. I'm lumbered with two Watford strikers now after that stupid double that was a pointless waste of time. And I'm not playing my wild card. So now I've got Dennis and King up front alongside Kane. And I'm like, wow. I can't stick like that. Remember, I just got excited by Watford's double, not really realising that they would be awful. And they're obsessed with old managers, aren't they, Watford? It's like we've got I thought Ranieri was the oldest manager in the Premier League, and then they went even older to bring Roy back out of retirement. It doesn't fill you with excitement, does it, really?
I like it.
It doesn't fill me with excitement.
At my age, I remember when we got Ruddy Villas-Boas as manager, and I was like, hang on, our manager's only about 5-10 years older than me. It was terrifying to go from Redknapp, who was comfortably pensionable age, and like, you know, old granddad Redknapp, and then suddenly it was like, hang on, that could be like, he's virtually my age, he'd be at my school nearly.
He was too young.
Well, they've got plenty of landlords now.
I find a young manager a bit unsettling as well, I must admit.
Do you know what I find unsettling?
A bit more experience. Yeah,
is that we have if Rooney had taken the Everton job instead of Lampard, we would have had three managers in the Premier League who had hair transplants. And that's just the ones we know about. Klopp.
Yeah, well, so it's Klopp, Rooney.
Conte.
Who's the other one? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, he definitely had one, didn't he? Yeah. Who was it I saw the other day that really looked like they had a... There's some really bad hair transplants. The early adopters, since then, they're quite good. But the people that did it 5 or 10 years ago, theirs look pretty thin now, don't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, well, that's an interesting. We'll keep a count as we go on the
it's a very high
hair transplants.
Proportion, isn't it? You know.
But I just think with Klopp's teeth as well, with the fake teeth and the fake hair, it's a
and
bit,
he's had his eyes.
It's a bit LA.
Now.
It's a bit more LA rather than Liverpool. Yeah, that's why he doesn't wear his glasses now, isn't it? Yeah, he's just so fake, man. He's just so fake.
I wonder if he's had Botox.
Gone off him a bit.
Because eyebrow lifts, cheek fillers.
Such a vain man. Yeah. Well, you know, he might be one of those like cat people that have tattoos.
Oh, I hope he don't slam Zuma. Like
set you up for that one, Briar, eh?
That's the quality of this podcast. It just comes around.
So, yeah, we're presuming Zuma isn't playing, by the way, aren't we? That's what everyone's
saying. Oh, I hope not. I haven't really joked about it at all, because it's just so disgusting. It's
just horrible, yeah. It's a really weird thing to be doing.
And having someone film you doing it and around kids, just really grim. Yeah, you bring the whole tone of the podcast back down again now.
Sorry to bring Zuma.
So what are you
going to
do about these Watford 2? You just have to sit with
them. I'm stuck with the Watford. For two, I'm stuck with them for now. But I'm thinking of not making any transfers this week. I was thinking that anyway, just to save some up for the next one because it's only a little midweeker, isn't it? It's a little midweeker with no doubles, and I'm thinking I might just hold off for now. And look, because West Ham's defence isn't what it used to be, and if Zuma is out and Ogbonna's out long term, isn't he? Their defence isn't as tight as it was earlier in the season. I'm thinking maybe I'll stick with one of those Watford strikers, Resurgence and the Roy, away at West Ham. So I think I might keep them in.
I mean,
for now.
I can't be rude, but
just because I've got them.
Norwich's defence was up to much, and then they battered them 3-0. So it's an interesting proposition you put forward there. My wild card is live, and things are ongoing. At the minute, I did that usual thing of just jumping on everyone who's
confirmed.
Well,
give us some confirmed artists.
I made sure that I was getting on players whose prices were going up just in case.
You're going to have copied Kane off me.
Kane's in.
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course he is. I knew you'd copy him.
He's looking great.
His form's turned. I mean, it's just turned. He's on the turn.
He's getting trained better.
He's on the turn. But who's gone out of your team? Because obviously Trent Alexander-Arnold.
The Watford duo? Yeah.
Yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold's staying. Cancelo's staying.
Yeah.
Your Arsenal defenders, they might stay. They would do quite well for you.
No. Tomiyasu's injured.
Tiramisu's gone, and they've got blanks on the cards, Arsenal, haven't they? So
they've got a double before the blanks. Them at the moment. So they've got their double against Wolves and Brentford. So they've got a great double. So I'm actually hanging on to Ramsdale.
Mm. Oh no, they've got a blank before that double. So that is annoying because that game week 25 they've got no game. So they've got Wolves away, then no game, then they've got a double which everyone's keeping them for. They're playing Wolves twice in that period as well.
Yeah, I can live with that. The other guy who's been doing well is on the window. He's got Norwich away and Brentford away. He's the Palace forward. What's his name? Edard?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. He's
freeing his
the
last
striker.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think when I'm looking at Palace, I'm looking at that Elise. He looks really good. I mean, he's getting assists, he's getting goals. I really like him. Not so much in the Premier League, but so far he's looked really good when I've seen him on telly. I think I'm tempted by him at 5.4.
Yeah, I mean, it's not been major surgery. Yeah. I've got still got Byron.
So we'll take it that you've got Edouard. Okay,
yeah,
you've got
and
Edouard.
Kane.
You've got Harry Kane.
I haven't sorted out the third one.
Striker.
I haven't sorted it out. I'll probably
just keep Dennis or King. So that's a sensible thing to do.
I'm likely to have De Bruyne. I want to have a big money player so that I can switch him out for Salah when the time's right. I'd also like to possibly have Fernandez.
De Bruyne is
back.
Becoming a must-have.
I mean, if you look at the last since game week 17, 16, 3, 7, 8, 2, 11, 8. Now, I remember seeing all these, the experts, you're not going to really load your team up with too many big-name players. And last time I did do it, it did stitch me up when I had Ronaldo and a couple others because the rest of your squad suffers. But some of these big names have got some big games and got doubles. So I'm just starting to wonder
big
if
names.
That still holds the truth.
Big games.
And Deignan, of course, as well, who came back.
Dina,
straight in with a 12.
Yeah, yeah.
I read that apparently he played a lot more defensive role under Rafa, and at Villa he's able to express himself a bit more. He's probably going to get forward more. So the points are going to come.
I mean, it's a good signing. You'd imagine he's going to get assists, and potentially he's got goals in him, hasn't he, from free kicks?
Yeah,
and they've got some nice fixtures, Villa, haven't they? Is he the only Villa player? Because they've got Leeds at home, Newcastle away, Watford at home. Decent games.
Yeah, but they're relatively unaffected by doubles.
I still think Watkins is about to have some sort of return to form. I think with the support he's now got up front, like with Buendia on one side and Coutinho on the other, you'd think he's going to start profiting from that, surely.
Yeah, and any other player is De Gea I'm hanging on to for now, just for the double. Burnley away, Southampton, Brighton. So probably just have him in for a bit and then bin him off. Mind you, I've just got Ramsdale, so for the double after that. So yeah, it's kind of like a weird juggling act. I can't play a free hit on that week that I'm going to treble captain Salah.
Yeah,
so it's just sort of.
I've really got to make a plan at this stage. I've got who's that Krellin? That Krellin character
is in
the community on Twitter. Dinnery's the injury guy. Krellin is the double game week guy, isn't he? I need to make some sort of strategy now because we've got the two free hits. I've still got a wild card. I've got chips. I need to know when I'm going to use them, but. I mean, there seems to be double game weeks being announced all the time, so
and everyone's on about like some
when
blank
to do it.
There's a blank that's meant to happen in like the week 30-ish, and there's a big double that's going to come up. That's apparently going to be the biggest double
ever.
So
free hits for the blank.
I've got a free hit, I've got a free hit, but and then I've got a bench boost. I don't know where I'm supposed to throw that at, and I guess we'll see how we go.
Well, you use your bench boost straight after your wild card, don't you, Pryor? So
yeah, but not this time.
Using it on that Man United double.
Yeah, but it's not a very good double. I would have done it, but they only put one team in, Brighton and
Southampton and Brighton. Yeah, it's not very exciting.
That's why I just realised why I had Burning, because I was pre-planning for that.
Brighton defenders. Yeah, sensible.
So yeah, mine's still up in the air. I'm actually a little bit stressed because how long we got? I've got about 2 hours to finish this wild card, and at the moment I've loaded my bench. I've got players like Winks and Douglas Luiz in there and Ida for Norwich because I haven't... all I've done is done the big spendy bits and not done the sort of... Who are my bargain players?
Hey, big spender. Yeah, the deadline is at 8:15 on Tuesday, the 8th of Feb, by the way. 6:15. Yeah, 6:15. Yeah,
today.
8:15 for some reason. Yeah, I know that is today. Yeah, I'm just confirming. You wouldn't know when people are listening to this. So it's if you're listening to it after Tuesday the 8th of Feb, then you've missed it. So you know, frankly, hopefully you'll get this in time.
Well, even if you
debatable
don't,
whether you will.
Probably be better than having two Watford boys up front.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I don't think the Watford boys are going to start, but Eric Dyer's injury means that I think I might have to start with Dennis. And I need to get rid of Alonso quick sharp because I can't be having Chelsea players at the moment. They've got three blanks coming up. But then from the 5th of March, it's all about Chelsea, isn't it? That's the date that I've already got in my calendar. Go big on Chelsea from the 5th of March when it's all green. Burnley, Newcastle, Norwich, Brentford, Southampton, Leeds. All in a row.
A lot of rotation with that Champions League.
It's a great run for Chelsea. It's just annoying that, Lukaku is off form. You want some sort of...
You'll just buy Mount again. James will be back.
No, I'm not getting Mount again, no. James or Chilwell. Is Chilwell still going to be out then? Because I'd like to have
him. I think James is back first, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just holding off for them. But,
it's kind of a game week where we're looking at other game weeks. It's weird. A weird time.
Yes, because this is like a quick one to just get out of the way and then we can start focusing on the doubles to come. I think
this isn't a quick one for me. This is a huge one for me. This is a post-wildcard week where you always want to do
well. It is, yeah. Because you need to do well after your points fall in the last double, the Watford
27.
Double. What did you get then?
27.
27. The average was 35.
Only eight more 30. Than the worst ever week, of course, of
19. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, great. Not quite there yet, Dan. Close, but no cigar.
Okay. Still, are you captaining?
Oh, God, man. I think Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you will as well, so that's annoying.
Probably, yeah.
You copied him off me. But I fancy him at Southampton, at home to Southampton, isn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out Son either. It's just that lack of a double they've got for a while.
Oh, so you're doubling up on the Spurs?
No, I'm just saying if you're someone who's shopping, that's someone to go for. I don't know if I can really be that fast. it's too much of self-investment to team your support. So. Yeah.
Having seen the way Leicester defend, I'm tempted by Jota potentially at home to Leicester. They cannot defend corners, which is quite a big thing to have wrong with your defence, isn't it, really?
Might even be better to get Van Dijk then.
Yeah, possibly. Or Robertson. And we need to have... Yeah, I mean, I did have Robertson and Trent for a while, so I was like, I'm sort of tempted to get them back in, especially with that double coming up on 26. Whoa. Interesting stuff.
How are you going to do it, though? You can't spend all those points.
Well, I've got one free transfer for this one, but then I was hoping to hold off and just do it. But I went for a nice run, you know, during like when COVID was about and like games were getting cancelled. I just went through a nice run of taking an 8-point hit and just doing transfers. It felt quite exciting, didn't it? It's like, sod it. I'll just do another transfer, see what happens. Because you have to put a team out. So I quite enjoyed that period. Very uncertain period, but nice to just splash the cash and make a lot of transfers. And I came out all right from it all, to be honest.
Congratulations.
Closing the gap on Pryor with every week that goes by, slowly but surely. Let's see how you get on with your wild card, Dan. Very excited to see what's going to happen to Pryor's players after that. Interesting. We'll find out on the next podcast episode, I suppose, Pryor.
Indeed.
Anything else to add?
Not really. Just good luck to everyone in this upcoming game week.
We'll hurry up and get this one out. Are you still in any cups?
We did all that. Listen, leave it out. Yeah.
I'm still in the cup. I can't believe it. I'm doing so well. I beat Nitish Prabhu last week. Even though I only got 26 points, he got 20. I'm going on an amazing run in the cup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's my 9th cup game. I don't think I've ever had a cup run like this. In many ways, I'm mirroring the performance of Nottingham Forest under Steve Cooper. I haven't seen the like of it since Clough's heyday in the late 80s when I was going to Wembley every season.
Going to Wembley every game because Tottenham are playing at Wembley. It was their home.
Of course.
In the Champions
League. Of course, I haven't seen anyone run onto the pitch and punch someone at the City Ground since the Brian Clough era either. I think he was the last person.
That was the person who did it.
But yeah, there we go. Disgusting Leicester behaviour. Lots of disgusting behaviour off the pitch, Dan.
I'm disgusted by all of it.
It's disgusting. So let's just go. Let's leave this out there. Yeah, it out there.
This is disgusting.
Thanks for listening. And remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f-ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.